The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I'm going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. You might be surprised to hear that the apostles were kind of confused and didn't understand what Jesus was saying. But I think when we remember that when Jesus spoke those words to them the first time, it was before his death and resurrection. They did not have the benefit of the hindsight that we have, knowing that the way that Jesus showed us is the way to eternal life, to heaven. But the way of Jesus and the works of Jesus were not his miracles, him walking on water, him feeding the thousands of people. That's not the works that he's referring to. He's referring to the works that he did between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. The work of his obedience to the Father's will, even if that meant death on the cross. As he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Let this cup pass by me, but only if it is your will and not mine." The works of forgiveness, as he spoke from the cross, "Father, forgive them, they do not know what they do." The work of speaking the truth in front of the Sanhedrin, in front of Pilate, Jesus insisted that he is the one, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one they're waiting for. If he said no, he could have walked away, but he spoke the truth. It's the work of caring for us, for his mother, as he entrusted her to the beloved disciple while he's suffering, while he's in pain and agony. Yet he always cares for us as his shepherd, as his flock. The work of giving totally of himself, his life on this earth, his words, the words of truth and life, his life on the cross, so we can have eternal life. Dying for us as sinners. He didn't die only for the righteous people. He died also for those who were shouting, "Crucify him," 2 days before. He died for each one of us because all of us are sinners and we need a Savior. We need someone to show us the way of to heaven. That's the works. These are the works that Jesus is talking about. And the works that he's telling us, we need to continue. That's how we get to heaven, by following his way, his truth. And we see in that first reading how the church continued to grow And a lot of times we think, well, this was, you know, it was easy for them to do this. No, it wasn't. Remember, we're talking a time where there was persecution of Christians, where Christianity was not accepted yet. When Christians were thrown into jail, they were thrown to the lions, they were burnt alive, they were crucified. They were beheaded for their faith. But they followed the way of Jesus and persevered in proclaiming the truth that Jesus is Lord and not Caesar, even if that meant death for them. They were willing to make the same sacrifice that Jesus did for every one of us. They were committed in living as his disciples and proclaiming the good news. That's why the church grew. It didn't grow because the disciples or Christians became comfortable and rich and powerful. It grew because of their commitment, their sacrifice, their obedience to the Father's will, even if that meant death for them and their families. And that's how we make this church grow today. That's what we're called to do today, to continue the works of Christ through our support of our capital campaign, Faith in Our Future. We mentioned last weekend that today, this weekend, going to be Commitment Weekend. So I'm going to ask one member of each household to raise your hand so the ushers can come down and give you a commitment card, a pledge card. Even if you already pledged, even if you don't want to pledge, just raise your hand. Trust me, I'm not going to make you pledge twice or force you to pledge. Just raise your hand and the ushers will give you a card. Okay, is my microphone working? Oh, there you go. Raise your hand, don't be afraid. The ushers, if you can come down, please, and pass out the cards. Also, if you need a pen, ask them to give you a pen. To remind you what our campaign is all about, it has two parts. One part is this church building that is 95 years old. This church, when it was built, it wasn't built just to service the people. At that time, as Monsignor reminded us, there were 300 families. It was during the time of depression that they built this church. They built it for future generations. And we're asking to do the same thing, or the parish said, we want to do the same thing and pass this gift to future generations. So we want to make sure our church is strong enough to endure any seismic, you know, activity, any earthquakes. So what we're going to do, one part is to put a new roof on the church. The roof is almost 95 years old, most of it. And by doing this, we'll be able to strengthen the roof of the church from the outside rather than having to go through the panel, the wood panels that we have on the inside. Also, we're going to put some mesh materials in the walls to strengthen the walls so they won't collapse. The tower, you know, that's always a concern. And also at the front of the church, especially on Fremont, you have all that artsy work. We got to make sure it's remain attached to the walls and not fall down during an earthquake and thus block the exits of the church. The other part is our education center. That's where we train our children to become missionary disciples of Jesus Christ, whether it's in our faith formation program or in our school program. Yesterday, we had 50-plus children make their first communion. A couple of weekends ago, we had 90-plus teenagers and adults make their sacrament of confirmation. Next Saturday, our second grade school in the school will be receiving their first communion. So these two places, our education center and our church, that's how we continue the work of Christ when we celebrate the sacraments, when we proclaim the good news, when we share the good news with others. So have everyone received a card? Hold your card up so I can see. Okay, I think we need more cards. So on the front of the card with the logo, see on top, there's four boxes. And if you already pledged, thank you for your pledge, and you can mark already pledged or have pledged. The second box is like you're pledging today, and we thank you in advance. And the next one is prayerfully considering. If you didn't come prepared or you haven't thought about it, please take the time to pray about it during this week, and then you can fill out your pledge. You can take the pledge card home with you and fill it out. And finally, it says, no pledge at this time. You cannot check that box. No, we understand that some people are not able to. So that's why we want everyone who can, we want all your participation to help us bring this campaign to a success. Then the bottom, we need your information, name, address, phone number, email. Even if you pledge, please fill it out so we make sure that our information that we have is already, you know, current. Write legibly in all the information, fill out all the spaces. If you don't remember your envelope number, that's fine. Now, on the numbers, the last column that's lighter green or kind of grayish, that's the amount of the pledge. We're asking you to pledge over a five-year period. When you're raising money and we're trying to raise $8 million, we cannot collect that money from one single gift that the person gives one time. We want you to please make sure that your pledge is over 5 years. And the amounts there, that's the total amount over 5 years. 5 years. The other columns tells you like how much would that be. So if you check $12,000 and you check the boxes here, that means it's $200 a month or $600 a quarter, $1,200 semi-annually, and $2,400 every year. So times 5 years, that will give you that $12,000. Please check one of those amounts. If you want another amount, like $100,000, make sure you write it on top. We should give you highlighters so you can highlight it too. Again, not everyone can give the same amount, but we ask you to really, you know, stretch yourself a little bit, because in a way, it's not just about raising the money, it's an act of faith. Sometimes people tell me, well, Father, I don't know if I'm gonna be alive in 5 years. I said, I don't know either, so don't worry about it. But this is just a promise. It's not, you know, something legally you're bound to do. Obviously, God forbid something happens to you, we're not gonna go after your estate or, you know, anyone else. But hopefully we're saying to God, Lord, I would like to help you with continue your work here at Holy Family. Help me to fulfill my promise. And then God will help you out if, you know, you need God's help in it. But it's a little sacrificial gift, showing God a commitment. Yes, we believe in these works for you, Lord. On the back, it shows you the different ways that you can pay. You can use credit card, you can use a check, automatic withdrawal online, whatever is easier for you. And if you want to, like, credit card, then fill out the information. If you don't want to put your information on the card, that's fine. Check credit card, and then we'll contact you over the phone to get your information from you. You need to sign below the credit card lines, for that's required for credit, you know, card charges. And where it says pledge start date, you don't have to give any money today. And talking about money, I mentioned we need to raise $8 million. We're at $6.4 million. So, but we still have $1.6 million, and that's still a lot of money, and that's why we need everyone's help and participation. So you can put, you don't have to put today's date, you can put December, you can put August 2023, whatever you can start. And then again, check whether you wanna do your payments monthly, quarterly, annually. And then you start from that day. And then sign the bottom of the card. For those of you who are with us on streaming, you know, you can, on your screen, you should see a QR code. You can get your phone, scan that QR code, and then you'll get your card, all that information on your screen, and you can, or on your phone, and you can fill out that information. You know, that $6.4 million that we raised so far is from about 200 families, actually a little less than 200 families. We have 4,800 families here registered at Holy Family. So please, if you're not one of those families, consider helping us out. It doesn't matter the amount. Every little bit helps. And remember Jesus' story with the widow who gave 2 pennies. Jesus said she gave more than the rich people who just gave from their excess. So anything you can help us with, we appreciate it. And for everyone, please continue to pray for the success of our campaign. If you finish, filling your card, place it up so the ushers will start coming forward and collecting those cards. I want to thank all of you who already pledged or pledged today, even those of you who are going to pray about it. Also, I want to thank, there were member, parishioners from who've been helping me with this campaign since November, contacting people, sending emails, phone calls. So thank you for your help for making this campaign successful. So raise your cards. Even if you don't want to pledge, we want your card back. So we won't keep, bothering you with emails and phone calls. And as I mentioned, 300 families built this church. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their situation was, but that was during the Depression. And yet, one thing we know about them, that they were people of faith because they left us this word, this beautiful space. I hope that the people 50 years from today, 7,500, would think the same thing about us. We don't know who was a member of Holy Family in 2023. But we know they were people of faith who were willing to continue the work of Christ, the work of making sacrifices, obedient to God's will, the work of being missionary disciples of Jesus, so that we continue to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Thank you again for your support, and please keep praying for the success of our campaign.